CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Typhoon Sulik moved further inland to East China's Jiangxi province on Sunday after lashing Southeast China's Fujian province on Saturday, bringing downpours and strong gales to the region. The seventh typhoon to hit Chinese mainland this year, Sulik entered Jiangxi this morning, bringing precipitation as high as 200 millimeters within 5 hours and winds of 64 kilometers per hour. The National Meteorological Center says the typhoon has gradually weakened after moving inland, but heavy rain and strong winds will continue to pummel some parts of China. Central authorities have dispatched disaster survey and relief teams to rainstorm-hit regions in North China's Shanxi province and Northwest China's Shanxi province. Figures show heavy rain has caused 24 deaths, left 4 people missing, and affected more than 620,000 others in Shanxi. Rain-triggered disasters have also cost 1.6 billion yuan, or $265 million, in direct economic losses. Both provincial governments have sent relief funds and supplies to disaster-hit areas. The death toll from a landslide in southwest China's Sichuan province has risen to 43 after 25 more bodies were retrieved. Local authorities say rescuers have found 43 bodies from the landslide that happened on Wednesday morning in the village of Sanxi in Dujiangyan City. The identities of 10 bodies have been confirmed. Some 118 people across the city were missing or cannot immediately be reached. Most of them are tourists. Local authorities are continuing to verify the exact number of those missing. They have been expanding search and rescue range. This is CRI News. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met separately with senior diplomats from Russia, Tajikistan, and Kazakhstan to promote bilateral cooperation. The meetings took place on the sidelines of the foreign minister's meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Kyrgyzstan. SCO foreign ministers have just concluded a meeting pledging to expand coordination and cooperation under the regional framework. In a statement released after the latest session of the SCO Foreign Ministers' Council, the participants noted that SCO members hold the same or similar positions on major global and regional issues, which is conducive to the development of their partnership. About 160,000 servicemen Saturday participated in Russia's largest NAP combat readiness military exercise since the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. The large-scale military drill also involves nearly 1,000 tanks and armored fighting vehicles, 130 aircraft from a wide range of units, and 70 naval ships. Aside from performing given tasks, the troops will practice long-distance march and live ammunition firing tactics. The drill also plans to transport troops to a location 3,000 kilometers away by railway, ocean, and air. Russia says the military exercise does not target any other country. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said his country has not received an application from Edward Snowden, the former U.S. National Security Agency system analyst. Lavrov was speaking at a meeting of a regional security organization in Kyrgyzstan. He aimed to keep up the appearance of neutrality concerning Snowden's asylum application. Tens of thousands of police and polling officials in Zimbabwe on Sunday began to cast their ballots in a two-day early voting prior to the July 31st general elections, as they will be busy on duty by then. The Electoral Commission said about 87,000 people are expected to participate in the early voting at 209 polling stations nationwide. Zimbabweans will go to the polls on July 31st to choose a president, more than 200 National Assembly members, and nearly 2,000 local councillors. The race would mainly be a contest between veteran President Robert Mugabe and his rival Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. A mineral crushing facility that can crush more than 9,000 tons of hard minerals per hour has started production in North China's Shanxi province. The mineral crushing equipment was installed at the Yuanjiacun Iron Ore Mine, owned by Taiyuan Iron and Steel Group Company Limited, last year. It officially started production this week. The Yuanjiacun mine is China's largest open-pit iron ore mine. A guideline for upgrading drainage systems in cities across China has been developed. According to the guideline, schools and hospitals should be prioritized in flood prevention efforts. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.